in the car, hands-free, picking my way through start-stop traffic on my way to Birmingham. I try not to get angry at this app. I'm using Audioboo to record this audio. Every time I start it, it just goes straight in. And I don't know, I kind of really got used to the countdown for a moment's breath or preparation. And I'm pretty sure that you get more hand noise when there is a straight into audio tap of the screen. Why they just removed it? Why nobody kicked off? I didn't want to talk about this at all, but it's every single time my experience of starting to record on Audioboo is tainted by my frustrations with not having the choice. I went to the settings and thought, oh, I'll just turn on countdown. It's also really handy for interviews because you've got a moment to kind of prepare the person, and when you click the button, they can see 3, 2, 1, we're live. I really like that. Anyway, forget that rant. Let's look at another one. I'm sure he won't mind me mentioning his name. I was just catching up with some recordings whilst I was driving along, and Heike Lee is one of the many people I subscribe to through these channels and like to listen to his audios, mostly pondering, nearly always with wine somewhere around his garden. And I recently used Audioboo like I would use any of my multimedia creations tools, just to share some content. And this particular bit of content I'd been asked to share was for journalism.co.uk, and if you check out their podcast, the latest episode has my words in there. They asked me some questions. I found it necessary to write them down because they wanted me to answer the questions, and I thought that would be more concise. And then I thought, hang on, all these questions are around audio. Why don't I just read the answers so that they could then use that audio of my voice in their podcast rather than just read out my sentiments and thoughts, which is all well and good, but as you know, it's very difficult to hide the fact you're reading, and I wouldn't kind of want to. I just wanted to be clear, concise, get my points across in as little time as possible, which is exactly what I'm not doing now when I'm rambling and throw it out there. And audio is great because you can do that. It's very easy to read something out, and I know many, many, many people doing podcasts do. I can probably count the times in my life, on Audioboo, on one hand, when I've read anything out, even if it's just a snippet or a sentence. When I did Documentally.com original podcast, all those many, many years ago, I used to script a few nuggets all the time, and that was way more common. But it was almost like Lee, and you're probably listening to this, like, and this is for you, this mostly, but that audio wasn't. I just threw it in my channel. Don't get upset. And don't worry. I'm not just about to start scripted and get all lovely and polished. Although, that said, I have been asked to assist with a major publications podcast and stand in while some people are on holiday. And if I do go ahead and do that, I'm pretty damn sure, because of the content, that will be mainly scripted. I will do my best to make it sound as natural as possible, but this has always been for semi-disposable throwaway thoughts and ideas, as well as off-the-cuff interviews. That said, Lee, it's weird personalising this to you because you're the only one that kind of got upset. I had more positive comments about the ditties that I shared in that audio, even though I didn't tweet it, because it was literally just send a link. Sending people that subscribe would have got that. But it was, there was people dropping a couple of comments, but on the whole, it was mostly people tweeting me and saying, wow, that was really handy, thank you very much. Got a few emails, wow, that was really handy, thank you very much. Don't get that normally. Nobody, you know, despite the numbers, nobody seems to feed back that well via audio, unless it's an audio DM. So I'm glad I caught your audio anyway, because I just want to soothe your concerns. And think that I like... It reminds me how much I do like free and easy. Despite, as you can tell at the moment, my very sleep-addled mind of... yeah, I was up like... I missed the last train home last night, so I didn't kind of get... It wasn't the last train, obviously. You just got to wait until the next day. So I was exhausted at 3 a.m. when I kind of went to bed. Was it after 3 a.m? I can't remember. I remember sat in the garden listening to some random music, as you do when you've drunk more than your body weight in wine, and looking at the very bright, very round room. And of course, it's having a slight knock-on effect. So, without further ado, this has been unscripted. This has been hands-free. And this has been recorded on the hoof somewhere on the A14.